Now he says here, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn. And here it's the firstborns, and it doesn't mean here Christ, although he's called that, and I won't go into those scriptures, but these are the ones that have been born again. They're the only ones going to be that. This is the church that we're talking about now at the rapture. They're going to be caught up to this place. And their names, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all. And thank God, when I get in the presence of the judge, somebody's already paid the penalty of my sins. That'll be taken care of. And to the spirits of just men made perfect. Now, that doesn't mean complete or perfect as you and I think of it. It means Old Testament saints, now that Christ has died, their salvation has been made complete. And then we are brought also unto Jesus. We're to look to him now. Then we're going to be brought into the presence of Jesus, and he's the mediator of the new covenant. He's not going to thunder from Mount Sinai. Even when he was here, he sat down on a mountain and gave law for his kingdom. And I think it's going to be a lot sweeter when you and I come into his presence someday and see him as the mediator of the new covenant and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Abel's blood cried for vengeance, but the blood of Christ speaks of salvation. Now, this is important. This is wonderful here. This is great. And this leads me to make this statement, and I hope I have time to do it. We had it back in verse 3. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. They're trying to get these Hebrew Christians to get their eyes off the temple, off of a bloody sacrifice, off of a ritual, and onto the person of Christ. And we need that today to get our eyes off of a church, off of religion, off of an organization, and off of a man, by the way. No man down here should be the one we should be looking to. And I hope you just don't look to this poor, feeble preacher on the Through the Bible radio. Look to Jesus. Look to him. And this seems so simple, you see. The temple, with all its splendor and its ritual, it was passing away to be destroyed. Now they're under a new economy. And somebody says, this is the simplicity of our faith. And I agree with that. But there is a danger of oversimplification under the present methods that are being used today. Now, I have a little book, Faith Plus Nothing Equals Salvation. And I believe that. Faith alone can save you. But we have today an epidemic of believingism. These folk today that everlastingly have made salvation a little mathematical problem or a little equation. And if you can say yes to this and yes to that and yes to half a dozen questions, then, brother, you're a Christian. And I don't want to be ugly, but I want to say you're not. Because this type of thing leaves no room for the work of the Holy Spirit, for the conviction of sin. It just means a nodding assent, a passing acquaintance with Jesus. And there's a word today that's being overworked. Commit your life to Christ. What kind of life do you have to commit to Christ, friends? If you're coming as a sinner, you don't even have any life. You're dead in trespasses and sins. He's the one who said, I've come that you might have life. You don't commit a life. He committed his life for you, and he died for you. And you are dead in trespasses and sins, and he has life to offer you. I've come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And this idea today, and I've fallen in this in the past, give your heart to Jesus. Well, my friend, why do you think he wants that old dirty heart of yours? Have you ever heard what he said comes out of the heart? Out of the heart comes the dirtiest things that I can think of. Read the list that he gave. You think he wants that old dirty heart? No. He didn't ask you to give your heart to him. He said, I want to give you a new heart. I want to give you a new life. And we need today the conviction of sin that we're sinners. And this idea that We made salvation a very jolly affair. And an evangelistic crusade today is just too ducky. It's just so sweet. It is so lovely. I don't see people come weeping today. I don't see that. And I think today we need an emphasis, a strong emphasis, upon the Word of God.